Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, we're going to fool you. This is Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve today. And I've got Milan Jurkovic to my left. Hi, Milan.
Hi, how are you?
And coming back to join us again another time is Dr. Shonda Smith.
Hello.
Thanks for being with us again.
Thank you for having me.
You know what? I like to do some of the business right up front to help us get to some of the calls. So it's month end. Month end is always a big deal for us because it's financially. You try to close with a bang so you can start the next month, and it's like a treadmill. Everything starts all over again. So I want to encourage you on two fronts. Would you please consider joining Club New Life? And if you're not into or willing at this point or stage in your life or our relationship in committing to a monthly giving program, would you make a one-time gift? And we would send you, in appreciation for that one-time gift, a book. It's called Take Your Life Back Day by Day. It's a 365-day devotional that Steve and Dave Stoop wrote together, and it goes right along with the book Take Your Life Back. So that would be a big help. But the Club New Life is a really big deal for us. We have 8 books. We have How We Love, Changes That Heal, Boundaries, Healing is a Choice, Intimate Deception, Forgiving What You Never Forget, Every Man's Battle, and Secrets Women Keep, that all the radio hosts, or most of the radio hosts here on New Life Live, have written those books. And that's what you get when you sign up for Club New Life. We can say thank you by sending you those 8 books valued at $129 if you bought them individually. But they're all yours just for signing up to be a Club New Life member. And we have benefits on top of that. Please call 800-229-3000. And ask about some of those benefits and sign up for Club New Life. You look poised to say something.
Well, I am poised to say something because, I mean, you're the president of the organization, okay? And you're the one that has to make it all work financially and make it all balance out. I come in for the show, and so I'm saying I have a viewpoint of this organization that's unique. And that is New Life is our... You guys are very good stewards of the finances.
Thank you.
A lot of people don't understand how much it costs to go on to Christian radio, that many, many of the stations that we're on that people listen to, we have to pay for the airtime for people to be able to freely listen, and that is why we raise the funds. And I think it's important to say it is not just to make this thing happen. It's to put this ministry out there and to make it possible for them to even join us. Right. Costs a lot of money every year, and that is why you ask for money.
Thank you. And I just want to point out the life change that happens. I mean, I've spent a lot of time coming in and out of radio and sharing testimonies, and I'm sure a lot of you have heard those testimonies. People's lives are forever and drastically changed. And when that change happens, it doesn't just change them. It changes their family because of their relationship and their relationship outwardly to friends, families, neighbors, church friends, and generationally downstream. So we believe in what we do here, and that's why we do it. I see God's hand on this ministry in a big way because he makes things happen that we can't make happen. We set the stage. He gets the honor and the credit, the glory for everything that happens through this ministry.
Absolutely.
And I want to thank every one of you who does give. Because your giving helps people live a different life, a life more tuned in to the way God would want it to be. So that's my appeal. We love what we do here. We love you for supporting us. Thank you, every individual who does. And we're going to come back after the break. You hear the music. And to start off the next segment, I'm going to spend about 30 seconds telling you about a river cruise next year, and then we're going to go to the calls. So you stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. I wanted to tell you as quickly as I can because we don't want to take time away from the calls. Captivating Rhine River Cruise, Ama Waterways, September 28th to October 5th of 2020. That sounds like a long time away, but I'm telling you, some of the classes of service are already being sold out. We need you to sign up quickly if you're going to come with us. Yeah, we have chartered the entire ship, 78 cabins. Ama Waterways is not promoting this trip in any way, shape, or form. We're only promoting it through New Life. So everybody on that ship is going to know something about New Life. We're going to have a theme for the trip. It's based on Psalm 145, and it's proclaiming God's greatness. And Milan Yurkovich and his wife Kay will be on board with us, and Steve will be there, and we'll hear from them, and we'll have a good trip. So please go online, look at the banner on the website, and there'll be a link there to go to find out all of the information.
You know, we have developed lifetime relationships from previous trips like this. And as well as some of the funniest stories you could ever recall, and we laugh frequently as we talk about many of these stories of things that happen on these kinds of trips. But first and foremost, we really have a time to worship the Lord, get to know what God is doing here at New Life, look at the greatness around us, and have a lot of fun together.
You can't go on a trip with Steve Arterburn and not have fun.
Right.
So please call and join us. Let's go to line 2. Let's talk to Danny in Anaheim. Listens on KKLA. Hello, Danny. How can we help you?
Hey, hello there. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, I just want to make to segue to your comment there that it's because of your show that I've been married for 40 years, and because of an affair that I had last year, everything turned upside down, but God has made things happen that I never thought could happen, and by you guys pointing me to Every Man's Battle, a family counselor, marriage counselor, and then Celebrate Recovery, it's just been life-changing.
Wow.
Yeah. Year, so I appreciate
Thanks for saying that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You bet. So anyway, in regards to me, first of all, my question is about a 37-year-old gentleman that I am now discipling, that my pastor has put me in charge with, who is really struggling with pornography and has been for the last, 20 years of his life. And so to get there, because of my struggle last year, I started, I've been in recovery of my sexual addiction of having this affair. I went to Every Man's Battle, and then I soon started the special victory over failure Bible study with my pastor and self-confrontation. There was a weekly meeting with him every week, and there was maybe 22 lessons that we went through. And at the end of the 22 lessons, he says, you know, you're the only person that's successfully gone through this, and everybody else hits the first 2 weeks and they don't come back if they don't do the basic work. I'm retired, of course. I'm 71 years old, so it was the best I could do. He finally said, there's a gentleman in our group, and I've known this young man since he's been like 18 in the youth group. He's now 37. And he says, and he is struggling with porn addiction. So this gentleman came up to me and said, hey, I'd like for you to be my mentor and help me through this. And like my pastor said, you know, he said, Danny, you know, you're screwed up in this whole thing. God uses screwed up people, and I don't know anything about this porn addiction thing, and you've been going through every man's battle and talking to you, and so I think you're the best person at our church to work with us.
So, what's your question?
My question is, now that I'm working with this gentleman, have been for the last 5 months, my thing is basically, hey, give me a call when you're ready to act out or you're struggling or you're charged up, and give me a call, and I'll walk you through it. We'll get through this, and I don't want you to go there, slip. And every time I get a text that says, I gave in again. So I was meeting with him once a week and showing scriptures, and the only thing he has hanging on with the church that he's been doing for the last 10 years is that he meets with a youth group, helps out in the youth group on one night a week.
Danny, I got to ask you a question. I got to interrupt you and ask you a question. Why haven't you told him?
I don't know how.
Why haven't you got him to Every Man's Battle Workshop? It worked for you.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about doing. Yeah, I know. I'm planning on doing it this November, but the thing is,
why wait until November?
Maybe we can make things happen. I don't know. I pointed him to Celebrate Recovery, and then even there, he is still slipping up a straight. And he doesn't think he has a sex problem. When I said, you're a sex addict, he goes, no, I'm not having sex with anybody. I haven't had any sex with a woman my whole life, so I'm not having sex. I just have my own struggle with my own self-masturbation and pornography. And I go, you know, you're going to get stung. The Lord, if you're calling yourself a child of God.
Danny.
I don't know how to threaten him. I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Danny, get him on an airplane to Washington or to Houston. We have scholarships to help with the workshop, but why would you wait any longer? You know, when we take calls from somebody with addiction to alcohol or drugs, we treat it like an emergency. Mm-hmm. We want to get them help right now. And you're kind of thinking, well, this is not too serious. He might blow his life up in some way that you could not imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just get him help. And what Every Man's Battle did for you. So get him there and find some folks to chip in and buy him a ticket to Houston, Texas, October 4th. No, September 13th.
Yeah.
September 13th.
Yeah.
But you can go to church. You can pray about it. But he's still going to have that issue. Mylon?
Right.
You know what, Danny? I'm not convinced he really wants to change.
There you go.
No, I feel the same way.
And here's a theological curveball for you. You ready? A lot of people walked away from Jesus because they didn't want to change.
Yeah.
Jesus attracted a lot of people. He healed a ton of people. He fed a ton of people. And yet And yet there were only 120 people waiting on the day of Pentecost. So, you know, a lot of people don't really want to follow the Lord. And I don't know if I'd pour time into him if he simply is texting you and saying, well, I failed again. I failed again. Yeah. I failed again. But here's another thing, too, Danny, and I'm not expecting you to do this, but when people act out, there is a powerful set of emotions that rise in their mind and heart right before they act out. And often people are about stopping the behavior instead of asking, what are these emotions that you're trying to mitigate that are coming up?
Yeah.
How long have they been there? What's the first time you recall them being there? What was the source and origin of those feelings? And realizing the role that sexuality had to self-medicate. And so it's really important to really take that tack. And I think most certainly at EMB, they get into
they
that.
They deal with all that.
And they deal with that. And that's really what he needs to hear, as opposed to just a sobriety program of stop it, stop it, stop it. Let's do everything we can to stop it.
Yeah.
Sean, did you have any thoughts on this whole thing of addiction and breaking addictions? And
yeah, really just really trying to get to the underlying root of it. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe perhaps having him come to Every Man's Battle might be the the thing that he needs to sort of open up his eyes to see that this is a serious problem and I need to get serious about addressing it, getting to the root, and so that God can do, you know, his part in it, which is the healing and restoration. And so, you know, it's oftentimes it's difficult because, you know, when we're trying to reach out and help, you know, others, and I just really kind of want to encourage you to get him to every man's battle, but also too, you know, it's, you know, not to do, not that you're doing that person's work, but, you know, sometimes when we're, you know, we're trying to help someone, it's kind of hard to watch, but, you know, individual struggle. But
the other thing I would say, Danny, is Mylan, I think, hit it, that he doesn't really want to do any change, doesn't want to make a change.
Yeah.
And so it's almost like giving him an ultimatum. And I would even encourage your pastor, let him know what you're thinking about. Tell them you were concerned enough, you called the radio program, and let them know, let your pastor speak into him as well. Let him know how serious this is, and he needs to take your counsel.
Right.
And you've been there. You know what it's like. You know what you hear in those sessions and the breakout groups. And he cannot understand that until he gets there. And we get people there that don't want to be there, but then their lives change and they think
right.
differently. So please do what you can
right.
to get them to that workshop. We're going to send, I want to send a life recovery Bible to you to give to that young man that you're working with. But thank you for the call. Let's go and talk with Gene in L.A. Listens on KKLA. Hello, Gene. How can we help you?
Hey. Hi, Larry. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up. I have two specific questions. One, I had talked to Steve and the two others back in July, and I just wondered if you had any advice on finding the right groups and support, because I've been attending two churches, and one does outreach, and another is just a positive place where I have people that I know, but I haven't really found a fit that really, I don't know, it's not just the churches either. I've been going to a Celebrate Recovery, and unfortunately I don't have any problem with addictions or alcohol or drugs, but I go there to just relationship and to learn, and also, just like the people you're talking to previously before me, that, boy, you just don't know how grateful. You always have something to be grateful for because there's always someone better or worse off than you. So I'm not comparing myself to anyone. But I struggle to just find the right, to meet my needs in the sense of just following through with the advice I was given the last time I called. And also it's just been a real challenge. When you need the support the most, it's also the hardest. And also, I told, I guess it's Shonda or Rhonda, I'm sorry.
Shonda.
Very nice. Pardon me, Shonda. And my therapist just happens to be in training the next two Mondays. And normally it's a challenge just, the work really starts in between the sessions. And for me, it's mostly just learning skills that are more effective and productive now. And
okay,
well, I am a believer. I was praying the whole time, waiting on this phone call, just praying.
Gene, we get the picture.
So basically, the two questions were to how do I cope with just handling the tension that builds up between sessions and directing it in a more positive way, and also just find the, like a lot of churches.
You're looking for a group. You're looking for support.
Yeah, and they put it into words, but
okay,
just like someone was saying earlier about the system, it's not always there.
We get the picture. Any ideas?
So, Gene, you mentioned something about coping with the tension that builds up in between session. Is that is that?
His counselor's going to be gone for a couple weeks.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, okay. So, is it more?
Yeah,
is it anxiety? Is that what's building up? What is the tension? I think that's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, I guess specifically, I didn't find out about he was going to be gone till I guess Friday of last week. So I was kind of counting on there was something I had coming up for my Celebrate Recoveries on Wednesday, and last Wednesday I had a situation, and I think it's more about the people there than me, because I have a good heart and have been kind to everyone. And after the last Wednesday, when after the meeting, two gentlemen took me out and said, because I was asking for this one gal, they'd gone to a leader seminar, and one expressed if anyone wanted to talk to her after the meeting about, I guess, codependency. So before we broke for regular meetings, I let her know, and then they were calling us into our, we have separate meetings for the men and the women, and so she said she just talked to me after the meeting. So I stayed after, and they ended up taking me out and saying that some of the women were concerned that I was, I guess, felt uncomfortable around me. But the truth is I've only been kind, and they understood when I told them. I told them the truth, and
Gene,
I don't have a porn addiction. Yes, sir.
Gene, hold on just a minute. We're going to go to break. We'll come back to you. But the things that we're going to respond
sure, no
to
problem.
About, you have some anxiety about your counselor not being here for a couple of weeks. And then you asked originally about finding a group. So let us focus on those two things to start with, okay? And we'll do that when we come back.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Just a reminder that Every Man's Battle is coming up in just a couple of weeks here. It's coming up September 13th, Houston, Texas. And then we have Finding Freedom September 20th in Dallas. So give us a call, 800-NEW-LIFE, and ask about those. We'll be back right after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. We're talking with Gene in L.A., and he's having some coping issues with his counselor not being around, and he's looking for a group. And Shonda, you have a thought or two.
Yeah, Gene, let me just get some clarity. So your therapist is leaving, and you... Did your therapist give you another therapist on call that you could possibly talk with while your therapist is gone?
Not specifically. He did give me a number for the actual agency that's a warm line that I guess after hours, if they first come to worse, I could try that.
Well, there you go.
I guess through there.
Yeah. So you can make contact with them and get the support that you need.
Gene, you know, what's really important is that I can feel over and through your voice that when you say, how do I cope without the support or making contact or being able to touch someone, what primary emotion comes up when you can't make contact with someone? What is coming up inside of you?
It's not so much that for me, because I'm pretty well adapted at being on my own, and I normally just
Gene, I'm asking you a question. What is the emotion that comes up when you cannot make contact? What are you trying to cope with? What emotion comes up that you're trying to manage?
Well, I'm under the weather right now because
Gene, I need an emotion. What emotion do you feel?
Frustration. I feel sort of blocked, not being able to meet the needs or create the that I haven't done better with the support around me. That I've done really well, and it's remarkable how well I'm doing. But at the same time, within my own life, I'm just managing. I guess the feeling of
Okay, Gene, here's what I want to suggest. What you're trying to figure out is, how do I make certain feelings go away on the inside? That's what, when we're trying to cope, we're trying to manage a whole series of feelings that are flooding up and swarming upon us on the inside. That is really what you need to talk to your therapist about. What do I do with these feelings? How long have they been here? How old was I when I first began to feel these? You have questions that sound like you're dealing with inadequacy and the ability to perform and the ability to take care of other people, and you're a kind, good guy and all these good things. But again, why are people holding up a mirror and reflecting to you, that some of the women in the group don't fully trust you? And how's my social, my social awareness? And I'm just being kind, but how am I coming across? And Gene, I would get in a group where the group can reflect to you and you can reflect as a group and get this group support. I think, Gene, maybe I was on that call when you called previously, and we always tell people you need to be in some sort of a group where you're really connecting and able to talk week to week to week to week. And it sounds like you're kind of in the middle of churches and you're not really landing someplace. So you sound like you're not landing hard in a group. So we would say get in a group where you can process your feelings and emotions.
Gene, call 800 New Life and ask for Reba. And Reba is one of our ministry service representatives who deals with small groups, helping people find them, get started. And she might be a resource for you. So I think what we could do is send you Take Your Life Back as well, and that might be a help to you. So thank you for your call, Gene. I want to go to Marie. Marie is on line 3 from Huntington Beach, also listens on KKLA. How can we help you, Marie?
Hi. I called earlier about my daughter. My daughter just turned 22 on Thursday, and she has a 38-year-old boyfriend that she's been dating for 2 years. And she's been living with him since October of last year. And so they both called me while they were drunk. And I haven't addressed the issue of alcohol because Steve told me that to address the age difference, because he didn't think that my daughter would listen about the alcohol. But now, because it's been going on for so long, the drinking, I'm really worried that she's going to kill herself or somebody else.
So what would your question be for Shonda and Mylon?
When I see my daughter, can I address this with her, because with the alcohol, because being that they just called me, both of them drunk, because I can't handle this anymore. I can't handle the lifestyle that she's leading. I have my heart in my mouth, and I'm waiting for the phone to ring and someone to call me and tell me something's something bad has happened.
Okay. And we'll address this right after the break. You hear the music. We'll come back to you right after that. I'm asking you folks, if you would please make a gift to New Life this month, we'll send you a copy of the 365-day devotional, Take Your Life Back Day by Day. That'll be our thank you. We need your support. It helps us to do what we do, and we see God moving in this ministry in ways that just kind of baffle us at times. He just helps people that are taking steps to find help. We'll be back right after this.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we are back. And we're talking to Marie. Marie is concerned because her daughter is drinking and living with an older man, and she's just concerned about what might happen. And Shonda, you've got a thought.
Well, my thought are, Marie, is you mentioned earlier about your heart is in your mouth, and I would just encourage you just to be direct and just address the alcohol with your daughter. It's tough love, right? And so I think I'd be curious to find out from you, what's the hesitation in terms of you not addressing the alcoholism? Is there a fear behind the root of that?
I just thought because she told me that she wouldn't listen to me. This man's been in her life since she was 19, and so she was young. That's the reason. I just thought she would fight me,
okay,
you know, and just go against me because I was telling her not to do something.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes, you know, conversations can be difficult, but you know what? It's okay. Address the alcohol. It's a concern for you. Address it, whether she hears it or not. You know, I like to think of it as like planting seeds, right? So you just do your part, you
and
know.
Let her know you're doing it out of love.
Exactly.
You know, I love you, and I don't want something bad to happen to you.
And ultimately, it's her choice to decide what she wants to do with that. But, you know, it's okay to address the issue. And again, it's like planting the seeds. And, you know, and like Doug was saying, that it's you're doing it out of love.
And be realistic with expectations. Don't expect she's going to say, oh, okay, I'll stop drinking. But you're planting a seed, as Shonda said, and maybe something will change somewhere along the line. And you might even want to go find some help, Marie, for how to deal with your emotions and the fear that you have. Go see somebody. Talk to a counselor. Talk to a pastor. and just get some help so you can have some emotional strength even before you go and make that phone call.
Right.
So. And it's not as though Marie would want to, as a mom, tell her daughter what to do.
Exactly.
That was her phraseology.
Exactly.
It would be to be curious. It would be to approach in this attitude of love and to be able to say, honey, I'm just very concerned about this alcohol.
Right.
And it has too much control and dominion or domain in your life. And let's do something together. Maybe go with her to an AA meeting. Maybe go with her and support, you know, the process and build a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And not let the relationship be what it was growing up, but start a new adult relationship and just say, let's address this.
Yeah. Marie, thank you for giving us a call. Book, Mylan, kind of thing come to mind? Take Your Life Back?
I think that's a really good book for Marie, for herself.
There
that,
you go.
That Marie is working on her. How do I relate to a daughter? How do I deal with my emotions? How do I get support?
Right.
So I'm not the Lone Ranger out of here trying mm-hmm. to do everything all by myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, coming to you, Marie. Barb in Knoxville, Tennessee, listens online. Hello, Barb. How can we help you?
Hi. I'm so grateful that I found your program and have the opportunity to speak to somebody about a situation that happened with my three-year-old on a play date. I went to pick her up and found her and a five-year-old little boy under a blanket, and he was touching her privates. Mm-hmm. And so I pulled her out, and I started crying, and I explained to, I asked her what happened, and she told me what he said and what he was doing. He was touching her through her clothes. But that day, maybe 5 hours before, when we were spending the whole day with six or seven kids, I explained to her about keeping her body safe, and if anything happened, that she should find an adult and, you know, tell me, tell the babysitter, tell my friend. But it still happened. And so now I feel like she's a victim, the five-year-old is a victim, my friendship with that mom is a victim. I thought that it gave her the right tool, but I don't know what to do now. What do I say to her? How do I stop this from ever happening again?
Yeah, and I think one of the things you talked about in terms of stopping it, you might want to limit contact mm-hmm. with this
young boy,
with the five-year-old. Okay, because you said it happened again, so it's happened two times so far, Barb.
Two times.
Yeah. So it might mean that your daughter can no longer be alone, you know, with the five-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, I agree.
Barbara, you know, there's a difference between the word molestation and childhood curiosity, where they touch each other and they are in a state of, well, I'll show you yours if you show me mine, kind of a thing.
Right.
And so I hear your alarm. Mm. And to be able to say, we want to be careful, because do you remember the boy that did something to you or how he wanted to touch you? This is what I mean. People will want to touch you throughout your lifetime.
Yeah.
And this won't be the first time mm-hmm. that this is going to happen to your daughter at 3 or 13 or 23. Mm-hmm. And to be able to teach her that, you know, we live in a broken world, people do inappropriate things, and we have to guard ourselves. But you didn't fail as a parent, Barb. You know, it wasn't like you hadn't worked hard and worked ahead and been proactive. You did a good job of trying to help your daughter. And yet, I agree, Shonda, a lot with what Dr. Smith said, which is this boy, you know, is in a position where he's obviously done this twice. And so I'm not going to let my daughter be around this kid. You know, I'm going to remove him. Or if we do, it's going to be in a very supervised setting,
right,
where we're aware of where he is and where she is, and mm-hmm. we're going to keep our guard up.
Right.
We're also going to talk to the mom of that five-year-old boy and say, now, what's going on with him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because how do we know he's not being somehow molested by somebody older, and he's acting out and simply doing what something was done to him. So I would have concern for him. I'd talk to the mom and want to make sure that he's being protected as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what you said about the childhood curiosity, that's what my husband said. Exactly. He's like, it's a thing. It's what kids do, but it's heartbreaking.
Is this your firstborn, Barb?
No, she's the third. The other two are older boys. They're 3, 5, and 7.
Okay. And can I ask you a personal question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you also, is part of what you're feeling perhaps a part of your history that maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
So there were ways in which you were violated too, Barb, weren't you?
Mm. Right.
I'm so sorry.
Trigger as well.
I'm so sorry. And I'm so happy that you're proactive with your 3-year-old daughter. And raising a daughter, I had 2 boys and 2 girls. And raising a daughter's, I agree with you. There was just a concern that they would be aware of what's going on in the world, and I think you've done a great job.
Yes.
You haven't failed. I just want to encourage you.
Right, absolutely.
But a lot of what you're feeling is your own history, which is a part of this situation, Barb, and I just want you to know I hear that in your voice.
Mm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Barb, thank you for the call. What do you think about boundaries as a book? Would that be a good book for Barb?
It is, because having that conversation with the mom of this boy, having a conversation to say, what's going on with your son? He's done this twice.
Yeah.
I like you as a friend, but what's happening to him?
Mm-hmm.
Shonda?
And I think it's boundaries. It's a really good time to teach your daughter not just boundaries in general, but physical boundaries, to be able to teach her that. So I absolutely agree with that. It's never too early to teach physical boundaries.
And then there's another thing, too, which is as our children progress through developmental stages, they will often remind us of a stage or a phase of life in which we were hurt or violated or traumatized.
Right.
And we have to be aware of that. And so sometimes when something happens to our son or daughter of any kind of action or incidents, if it resembles a place of pain in our own life, it can then magnify that into a very high level of agitation, fear, and anxiety inside of us. So it's a time to do more work on our own stuff.
Absolutely.
Of being traumatized and our being violated and healing.
Thank you. And folks, If you're feeling hurt, if you're feeling anger, anxiety, grief, fear, whatever you're feeling, we want to help you with that. You can call 800-NEW-LIFE. That's 639-5433. And there'll be somebody there that can answer some questions, direct you, point you somewhere, give you some advice, and just help you get your life back on track. That's what we're here for. And we want to help you any way, shape, or form that we can. Stay tuned. We'll be back for one more call.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. They'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. It's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. And before we go and talk to Tanya, you have one more thought about Barb.
Well, I was going to suggest that we also send her How We Love, because right. The last third of the book is a comfort circle, which is really learning to listen to each other and to be able to meet emotional needs in the need in the heart of another person and in their mind.
For Barb and her husband.
It would be for Barb and her husband. And Barb's husband could say, well, this is left brain answer, ready, quote unquote. Well, this is just natural curiosity.
Yeah.
Right brain answer of Barbara's husband to Barbara would be, but this is bringing up pain in your past, and I can understand how this would be painful for you and why this is magnified. Mm-hmm. And as we have a picture in the back of our book to do a holding time and to comfort the person, where we're not trying to left brain dialogue with them in any way, we're just trying to right brain comfort them and provide them with something they perhaps have never had since they were hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's been very effective. We've seen in person in our workshops, and it's helpful. So we'll send that too. Let's go to our final caller, talk to Tanya, Dallas, Texas, KWRD. Hello, Tanya.
Hi. How are you doing?
We're doing good. How can we help you today?
I have a question.
All right.
How do I stay with a husband and be okay about that spiritually? We've dealt with some issues like infidelity in our marriage. And we've also dealt with that when we were dating.
So he's the one who broke those vows?
Yes.
Okay. So it's just that simple, just how to stay with him.
Right.
After
it is like I feel like an idiot. I mean, you know, there are, you know, his mother is aware, there are people who are aware, and you know, of course everybody's suggestion is, you know biblically you can get a divorce, you know, why do you stay?
So what have you done thus far? Has there been any counseling? Have you guys decided you want to work on this, or what's where are you at?
I've asked him about counseling, and of course he always says, You know, we go to counseling, but we've yet to do that. And I mean, there are other issues, but I know that he's told me that, you know, there's been some unhappy about my weight, or there's some other things. He's still alone in the relationship, so I'm assuming I know that there may be some things I need to work on too.
Mm-hmm.
But
is he open?
At this point, I'm just.
Is he open to marital counseling, Tanya?
He says that he is.
Oh, okay. Well, so, that might be a starting place right there.
So, what's the holdup? Why haven't you found a counselor? Do you need help finding one?
Gotcha. Sorry about that. I have looked into going to a pastor for counseling. I've done that legwork. And then when I mentioned it to him again, it's not a lip service. We still have not gone. I can't go by myself. I need us both to go.
Tanya, I'm going to throw a curveball at you. And I'm doing it out of love. But you're asking, how can I stay with this husband of 3 years who's really stuck in his ways and he has a history of infidelity and alcohol? And my question would be, well, why did I say yes, I'd marry him in the first place if my name is Tanya? Why did I say yes in the first place? If I knew these and these were pre-existing conditions, which you indicated, what inside me needed to say, I will marry you? Because now 3 years later, you're going, how do I stay here? Because I don't like it.
Right.
And I'm asking, right, what part of you said yes to this man?
I guess it was the part who, I shouldn't say I guess, it was the part where I thought that he had changed. He had discussed the issues, and I thought that he had changed. Now, he told me about the infidelity. He brought it to my attention maybe 2 months ago. I think it's probably about 2 months, almost 2 months now. I thought that there was a change. He has a spiritual background.
Yeah,
I'm 6 years older than he is.
And of course, Tanya, there's more to that. You know, I thought he'd change. And then I'm 6 years older, and the story goes on. And so, you know, perhaps if you got into a codependency group to say, well, why am I coming along beside a person like this and trying to enable and believe them? And I think it would be a good start for you to first just really start by stopping to look at your – I know it sounds crazy. Start by stopping to look at yourself.
No,
but
sense. Yeah.
But the phraseology was a little awkward. But I think you really need to take a look at Tanya. And why'd I say yes?
I agree with that. I received that.
At the same time, marriage counseling?
Well, he's saying he doesn't want to go. He drops the ball. He's enthusiastic. If he is on cooperative, I agree with what everything has been said so far. If you could get into marriage counseling, that's great. But you're going to have to get in with somebody that understands attachment histories, what is built into each person.
We have some good counselors in Dallas.
Et cetera. We do. We have some great people in Dallas. But first and foremost, in my office, we would work on each of you individually as well as the couple to ask why did you say yes in the first place? Because you're checking on that right now.
So do a little bit of some of your own work.
Yeah,
some
individual
work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I did not know. I was in denial, and I didn't think that I was codependent. So there it is.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, part of codependency is a sense of positivism and denial and believing whatever I hear. We're easily impressed with whatever we just heard, and we want to believe it because, you know, we create a security in our head to say, okay, I can trust that. But reality says, no, I can't. So we're living at some level in a fantasy level or a wishful thinking level. And Tanya, you're a really nice person. You're a solid lady. You know, it's not like... You know, but this is something we can all do, you know, where we hear something and then just kind of decide we're going to accept whatever they say.
How We Love.
Yeah, I would send her a book, How We Love.
Yeah. Tanya, thank you for calling. I hope this is helpful. I hope you can find a codependency group, talk some more about counseling, do some of your own work, and that life gets to be a little different, a little better for you. Mylon. How about we close with the word of Scripture for us, okay?
Well, I was just reading this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where we're called to comfort one another with the comfort that we've experienced and also received from the Lord, which is an unconditional, embracing love, which is an action that doesn't align with my behaviors. Mm-hmm. It's a loving action that goes beyond my behaviors to say, I'm going to do what's right for you. So the ability for us to comfort one another, it's a command. We're to comfort each other. But comfort doesn't mean I just, I never say anything or guide you into a direction or I never challenge you. I want to do the best thing for you. So comforting one another can take the form of pure just nurture and comfort, or it can take the form of just coming alongside and identifying and understanding. Listening is how we comfort each other.
It's being a steward of God's grace.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And His mercy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you, folks, for listening today. We love what we do at New Life. We can't do it without your help. If you could send a gift to help us along, that'd be great. And thank you for everybody who does. Just know that this is what we love to
do.
Thanks
for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.